Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach, when you will say, "I find no pleasure in them." That's Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. I find myself remembering the Lord God Almighty and His Son Jesus Christ every single day. This has been the case for me since the days of my youth. And why? Because my parents and many others around me impressed upon me His presence and His righteousness. Nothing in life was more important to them than passing it on to the next generation. And I'm not sure if you who are listening have had that kind of influence in your life. It makes a huge difference as we face the world where so many never look up to acknowledge God's love and grace. The cares of this world can become so troubling that the worship and devotion to God is discarded or neglected so that He is not praised or glorified. The warning from the ancient writing of Ecclesiastes is a great reminder that in our youth, when we are forming our beliefs and learning the purpose and scope of life, we need to be mindful of God creating us. If we are acknowledging Him and His giving us life, forming ourselves even before we were born, it will lead us toward a gratitude that He made us and breathed into us the breath of life. This is Max Pratt, and I welcome you to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. We pray that God will speak to you through our songs and the message from our Bibles today.
I have stood beside the ocean, heard the mighty breakers roar. I've been dwarfed by lofty mountains, watch the mighty eagle soar. Just to think this same Creator blew His breath into the sod. In an instant a soul was fashioned in the image of God. Image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image of God. I have stood beside the cradle, marveled at the gentle grace. God can give a newborn baby, show His glory in its face. I have felt those little fingers, and I sense the touch of God. Then I knew a soul so perfect was not destined for the sod. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image of God. For I was made in the image, the
I fear today that many of the youth who are growing up have not been told about the creative work of God. There are so many messages that dispute and contradict the creation of our world and the universe itself. But our Bibles declare with its first words that God in the 6 days put in order all this and brought it into existence. We can debate how he spoke and light appeared, and how he brought the land and made it separate from the oceans. We can wonder in amazement the beauty of the plant and animal kingdoms. But if we do not believe in the Creator's work, then none of it will lead us to him. We cannot know him, nor the great story of his divine love that will save us from our sins. There will be no real assurance of morality and consciousness of an accountability. I wonder how different the world was when those words from Ecclesiastes were written. Did the writer see and know that the youth of his day were not being taught and instructed to honor the one true living God? Did they question their existence? Were they void of the fact that eternal life was offered to those who remembered their Creator? I know that in our Western culture today that many will not be raised by those who take seriously the Bible calling to honor our God who created us. Many conflicts and problems exist today because of the division of thought about where life began and what purpose we have in living and where it leads us after our earthly journey ends. It seems most important to use this admonition from the ancient writings to speak to us about our honoring God. Remembering him is far more than just the fact that we believe in him and are aware of the creative work. It is placing ourselves under his will and living to please him. It is to behold his majesty and to seek the pathway that he has for us to find him and know him. It is to live in such a way that others will know where we stand in a faith that reveals his will in our lives. In the context of this passage, it is well known that later in life there can be and will be many interruptions, troubles, trials, and issues that can and will not have the desire to be drawn near to the one who has given us all these things. Such early days of seeking to know the Lord and his righteous ways will bring us to respect and honor him as we keep his commands. It will become our most important duty of all. The author offers a great deal of wisdom in his writings. The warnings are given to help those who would come after him would not get lost or confused or be deceived. He sets before us the futility of placing our hope in the pleasures of this life, or the riches that we might gain, or the power or authority that might be ours, and of course, whatever education we might receive. His words resound over and over again that these things really are meaningless. The focus in life is to bring honor and glory to our Creator. If youth has passed, and to this day you have not remembered your Creator, it's not too late. It will not be easy to address what has controlled your heart and mind. Change can be difficult. But the Lord and his love is powerful. His grace is amazing. His promises are marvelous and precious. Realize the greatest value of life is to fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's whole duty. If you are still young in years, let this word pierce your heart and accept the truth that God is to be worshiped. He is to be adored and loved over all things in life. Let your Creator fashion your heart so that His will can be done in you. Be grateful if you have been instructed by godly parents or grandparents to live a righteous life. Since we know that judgment is coming and that God will bring it all about, let us prepare ourselves praying and staying alert, keeping the devil away, and letting Jesus live within us.
We've got a great big wonderful God.
Boom, boom, boom.
Great big wonderful God.
Wonderful God.
A God who loves every one of us, done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God.
We've got a
great big wonderful God.
Great big wonderful God. A God who loves every one of us, done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble. We're the apple of His eye.
We've got a
great big wonderful God.
Great big wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble.
We're the apple of His eye.
We've got a
great big,
wonderful,
big, wonderful God.
We've got a great
big, wonderful God.
Oh, what a glory it is to sing
praises to the coming King. Great big, wonderful God. A great big, wonderful God.
A great big, marvelous, wonderful God.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.